Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. Are you well on this Saturday, the 4th of November? I hope so. Today is the 308th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar, which means there are only, can you believe it? There are only 57 days remaining until the end of the year.
Hey. Stop. Sit. Relax. Listen. This is the Sound Kitchen.
Yeah, man, this is Sugar Hank and calling from Ghana. You know, love the program too much. Bless up. RFI.
Thank you, RFI. Thank you, RFI. Keep it. I love it. Calling from Kumasi. My name is Abdul Hamid.
Hi, this is Kalisha, and I'm calling from Jamaica. I'm just saying that RFI is very entertaining, motivative, in news, sports, entertainment, and special features. I love this station. Oh, it's so fun and enticing.
Hi, everyone. Bonjour à tous. My name is Mohamed Kedira from the Gambia, and I'm saying bravo to RFI. Give it up.
The voices of your fellow listeners, my friends, remember, we have a special RFI English listener line, a phone number just for you, so you can call and leave a message. We want to hear your voices. And so do your fellow listeners, and they will, because your messages will go on the air, like you just heard. Call, say your name and your country, and leave a short message, you know, something like, I love RFI, because of course you do. Pick up that phone and give us a call. Here's Amanda with the number.
To call our listener line and leave us a message, dial +33 184 22 96 00. That's +33 184 22 96 00. We're waiting to hear from you.
Okay, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 7th of October, I asked you about the Nobel Peace Prize, which had been announced the previous day. You were to send in the name of the organization which won, as well as their mission, their goal. The answer is the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, or ICAN. The Nobel Committee cited ICAN, which is based in Geneva, for its work to draw attention to the catastrophic humanitarian consequences of any use of nuclear weapons, and for its groundbreaking efforts to achieve a treaty-based prohibition of such weapons. With unrelenting determination, ICAN, which was formed just a decade ago by a group of young activists in Melbourne, Australia, generated support from more than 120 countries for the landmark UN Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons Treaty. 53 nations have signed it since the formal process began on September 20th. The nine nations which have nuclear weapons, the United States, Russia, China, Britain, France, Israel, India, Pakistan, and North Korea, have directly or implicitly rejected the treaty, of course. But hey, maybe with enough of us working towards no more nukes, we can with ICAN. I sure hope so, especially now with all this frightening and dangerous sable rattling between North Korea and the U.S.
You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday.
The winners are, aside from all humanity, let's hope, two very peaceful men, both RFI Listeners Club members, Muhammad Nasir from Katsina State in Nigeria, who recently went seeking peace on Hajj in Saudi Arabia. Muhammad wrote that he learned so much from so many different people across the world and is feeling blessed. Muhammad's brother monotheist winner this week is Hans Werner Lolicke from Hedehusen, Denmark, a retired Lutheran pastor. He wrote, "Being an old man, I remember the strong protests against atom weapons in the late 1960s. I am very satisfied with this year's Nobel Peace Prize receiver, since it has been forgotten how dangerous a world it is when it is filled with A weapons and crazy men." Amen, Hans. Amen, Muhammad. Then there is our beloved Jean Forget. Jean Forget lives in Attleboro, Massachusetts, and I nicknamed him the Old Grouch when I first started doing the show, back when I would fill in all those years ago when good old David Page went on vacation. Jean Forget would write David and complain about everything I did. But we finally worked it all out, and my old non-grouch and I keep up a lively correspondence now, don't we, my dear Sun King? Another very dear RFI Listeners Club member, Jean-Maurice Devaux from Montreal, Canada. Last but not least, a member, Ibrahim Umar Abdul Karim from Kano State, Nigeria, who sent his answer via text to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. You can do that too. Stay tuned for the phone number. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Have you been reading the news accounts about the dinosaur from China who had a bandit mask patterned in the feathers on his face? The bandit mask pattern is seen in numerous animals today, from mammals such as raccoons and badgers to birds like the nuthatch. This small feathered dinosaur lived between 133 and 120 million years ago in northeastern China. It had a long tail and short arms. The longest specimen is only about a meter in length. My question to you is, what is the name of this dinosaur? What is the name of the small feathered dinosaur from China who wore a bandit mask? That is, had darker feathers around his eyes, contrasting with lighter feathers on the rest of his head, almost like sunglasses. You have until November 27th to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 2nd of December to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
Remember, you can also send your quiz answers to the Sound Kitchen cell phone. Dial your country's international access code or plus 336-3112-9682. That's plus 336-3112-9682. Be sure you include your mailing address in the text, and if you have one, include your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote in, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my colleague Nicolas Doro for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Be sure and join me next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'll play you out with Chamak Cholo, a song I learned about from my daughter's friend Alice, who's a bicultural girl just like Mathilde. Alice's father is Indian and her mother is French. Alice and Mathilde dance to this song together and we all have a lot of fun because, of course, anyone who watches them, even the grandparents, has to start dancing too. Thanks, Alice, for the fun. How about you? I dare you to sit still. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
Girl, you're my chamaka chalo. Where you go, girl, I'm gonna follow. What you want, girl, just let me know. You can be my chamaka chalo. Shawty, I'm gonna get ya. You know I'm gonna get ya. You know I'll even let you be my chamaka chalo. Yes, I
यहां पर पहुंच गया। तुम प्रतीक को लेकर यहां से जाओ। Just go।